Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog.
Especially for you. When you think you're about to give up gas, just read your Bible. It'll tell you what to do. Be not weary. In doing well. For in due season, you're going to reap. Yeah. Say, be not weary.
Good morning, my name is Gray Bunn, and I am 11 years old. You're listening.
Hello?
Well, we are on live every Friday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. We have moved up the hour, as you all know. I'm your host, Miss Reddy, and my co-host, Diamond D. Hello, Diamond. How are you?
Hey. Hi.
We have a few rules on Street Talk. We ask that you all do not use profanity, and we respect each other's opinions. I also ask that we speak one at a time so that we all can hear each other as we speak. Also, remember, we are on live, so if you are not speaking, put your phones on mute so we will not hear the background noises. We can be reached at 310-982-4126. That's 310-982-4126 every Friday night from 8 to 9. Tonight's discussion is an open topic. Do we have any callers online?
Hello,
callers. Do we have any callers online?
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
What's going on?
Nothing much. We're having an open discussion tonight on Blog Talk Radio, on Street Talk. What we usually talk about is relationships, friends, anything. What would you like to talk about on tonight?
Man, talk about these friends, so-called friends out here.
What about them?
Okay, so-called friends. What about them? What do you want to say?
I'm just saying, though, how do you know you got a real friend or you got a fake friend, you know what I'm saying? Because they both smile in your face, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to see.
Oh, real friends and fake friends. Diamond, do you have anything to say to the caller from a medical perspective?
You know, nah, what you got going on? I mean, as far as do you feel pretty sure what you got, the event, you know what I'm saying, as far as fake friends and
yeah, so do you feel like it's real, you know what I'm saying, you know, you my partner, we done growed up together, whatever, woo to woo, you know what I'm saying, but at the same time, you know what I'm saying, you shooting at my girl, that ain't no real friend, you know what I'm saying, but when I ask you about it like a real man, you know what I'm saying, you denying it, bro, you need to leave her alone, she ain't no good for you, woo to woo, but you all in the inbox and stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, man, you know, say, however you want to stand up to that, you know what I'm saying? You know, you got to, you know, see if you're going to, how do you want to address it?
See, that's why I'm trying to get an opinion, you know what I'm saying? Like, help me out with it because I don't want to go at them, you know what I'm saying? Like, full throttle them, so I'm trying to get, you know what I'm saying, from you, big bro, like, you know, what you think I should do, you know what I'm saying? Like, dang, bro, because I'm looking at the, you know what I'm saying, you all up in the whoop-de-whoop, you need to leave that nigga alone, and he telling me I need to leave her alone, you know what I'm saying? So I really want to expose them, but, you know what I'm saying, I'm just like, what you think I should just, you know, just cut them off, you know what I'm saying, or, you know, what?
I would like to comment on that because I see that y'all not grasping the moment. You saying that he's like a brother to you, but yet you're saying you want to cut him off. You don't cut off people that's your brothers because you done got in a relationship with somebody else. And, I mean, that's kind of hard to touch on because if you're saying that's your girl and then her, your brother is.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
If you're saying that's your girl, and you're saying that your brother is carrying on with your girl, both of them are being untrue to you. Because, I mean, have your girl talked to the brother? Or, like, what the
situation?
Nah,
she really, like, you know what I'm saying? She, like, you know what I'm saying? You know, she ain't really, you know, he one that's in her shit. I mean, excuse my language. He in her inbox, you know what I'm saying? You know, he in her inbox or whatever. So she not really responding. She not saying nothing. She would, you know, might hit him with a LOL or something. You know what I'm saying? That's it. You know, that's it. You know, like laughing out loud. But she showing me everything. You know, she right on the side of me while he, you know what I'm saying, doing what he do. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow. So that's crazy.
Yo.
That's kind of crazy. On situations like that, then, that's not really your friend. You saying you when you spoke about him, you said that was like your bro, and that's something that you would, a brother would be something you hold dear to you and something you hold close to you. But if he's trying to shoot somebody that's already your girlfriend and he's aware that that's your girlfriend, then that's very uncool. That's not friendly. That's not brotherly. There's nothing good about that look, period. And I mean, I don't know if he's trying to. Have y'all ever talked about doing something like that? Like have you talked to you about trying to shoot at her and like you know trying
nah,
to?
Nah, he always telling me, you know what I'm saying? Like, say, bro, I don't think she the one for you, man. And woo to woo, you know what I'm saying? Like he always, you know, like damn talking her, you know what I'm saying? Like. Yeah, he like, nah, bro, she ain't good, or, man, I seen you in the club, bro, she was in this nigga face, or, you know what I'm saying, I'm just saying, you know, like that, you know.
Yeah. But he's still trying to
shoot. I'm on the side, me and her laying up together, you know what I'm saying, you know, he, woo, 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 yeah, you need to leave that nigga alone, man, that nigga ain't bad shit, well, I mean, you know, ain't bad nothing.
You can't touch on shit, I apologize.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, I apologize for that, I'm just kind of, he, you know.
Yeah, he got you a little heated. But, yeah, in that situation, I feel like you should talk to whoever you call your brother because you called that your brother for a reason, and you should see why is it that he's trying to go after something that you hold dear to you because you said that that's your girl.
That's my lady, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the situation is like as far as him trying to talk to her, that's very uncool, and you shouldn't expose him, but I mean, I think you should go to him like a man and actually talk to him and see what the problem is, like, why are you trying to get something that's already mine, that's not cool. I mean, at some point, you have to establish some form of boundaries between you and that person that you consider your brother, and you may want to talk. You know, I mean, you got to go and talk to him. I'm not saying you don't go fight him because evidently you hold him close and dear because you call him your brother. And when you first spoke of him, you said that's your brother. So yeah, you don't get into a physical altercation with the person. I feel like you can come to the person, you can probably talk to that person and just ask that person what's going on to where he's being ugly toward, you know, that's real ugly, where he's being ugly towards your relationship with your woman, and then on top of that, you're saying that he's saying don't, for you not to talk to her, and you
yeah, see, that's what I'm saying, that ain't cool at all, you know, you don't do that, you know what I'm saying?
It sounds like he's trying to move you out of the way so that he can make
you gone, yeah, so, you know, I gone and you know what I'm saying, you know, leave her alone or whatever, then you know what I'm saying, I'm talking about all up in the inbox, can I take you to Applebee's, and you're beautiful, and, you know, can I bring you lunch to work, I mean, all this, you know what I'm saying, but damn, talking bad about me, though, you know what I'm saying, but then at the same time, you talking to me like, you know, she ain't about nothing, you know.
You have people that go through that all the time, you're not the only person that go through that, we've had several callers that have called us before, and I've experienced that in my daily life where people carry on like that, and that's not nice. And I mean, you need to get rid of those kind of company. You don't need to keep that kind of company.
Yeah,
that kind
and that's why I was trying to get you and Big Bro. You know, like get y'all like how should I? You know what I'm saying? Like you know, man. You know, like. Hey, you know, I know what's up. I know what's going on or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But or just, you know, just cut him off, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, because that ain't, you know, he ain't my partner. He can't be. Well.
Sound like you have to answer yourself. He's not your partner at all. What you think, Diamond D?
Yeah, man. I mean, basically, man. You know, yeah. It, that's what it brought. I mean, it had to come from. I see. It was more of a lazy input. You know what I'm saying? Because it had to come from. That was more. That came from more of what Red had to say. You know what I'm saying? Because they come from. You know, just from that. Just from some real talk, you know what I'm saying, and just some just her being, you know, from you know what she got, you know. Yeah, I mean, you know, so
because she keeping it all the way 100 with me, because she could have been, you know, because. She could have been on, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, did, but she came to me for, you know, like, you know, this, I know this your best friend, or this your partner, or this your bro, or whatever, but, you know what I'm saying, you know, he doing stuff like this right here, or whatever, you know, I'm just letting you know, so it won't be nothing, you know what I'm saying, so she did her part, you know, it just, you know, just like.
It sounds like she a good lady. We have a new caller on the line. Hello, new caller. How are you on tonight? Would you like to introduce yourself, new caller? Okay, well, we apologize that you don't want to introduce yourself. That's okay. We're on live. We're speaking with a caller. He's having a situation to where he was his girlfriend was inboxed by a person that he considers his brother, and the brother was inboxing his girlfriend and telling her things like he wanted to take her out to lunch. And he wants to spend time with her, and we're basically giving him our inputs and opinions on it. We're having an open discussion on tonight, so we're basically giving him our inputs on it, and my input was he needs to reconsider the friendship between him and the person that he calls his brother, because that's not cool, that's very uncool, and Diamond D was letting him know that it's very uncool, and you know, you're not supposed to do things like that, but we do come into counter with these kind of situations all the time in our daily lives, and he's not the only person that's going through that. So y'all can continue the conversation. I was just trying to introduce the new caller. Caller, did you have anything else that you would like to share with us about that? How did that make you feel knowing that a person that you considered to be your brother or your friend or whatever, how did that make you feel knowing that he would do you like that? I mean,
it kind of, you know, got under my skin a little bit, you know, because we've been, you know, growing up together, you know, both our parents, you know, went through their little old, and, you know, I mean, it just, you know, we growed up together, man, played on the same football team, basketball team, you know, ate out the same place some nights, you know what I'm saying? So it kind of, you know, that's why it's kind of like a messed up situation, because that's fam, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, that's my, you know what I'm saying? But this my old, you know what I'm saying? This my old lady, like, something I'm trying to deal with her, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm just, you know, like, kind of in between, you know what I'm saying? Like, dang, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's my bro. I've been knowing y'all all my life, but, you know, sometimes you do got to let go. That's why I was getting y'all input, you know what I'm saying? And I appreciate, you know what I'm saying, the good advice y'all did give me, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know, man. Well, you know, however it ends up, I'll let y'all know.
Yeah, that's kind of it's kind of heartbreaking, really, to know that someone that you would hold close would actually try to come into your relationship and try to actually
knowing that I got something good going, and yeah.
People do that all the time. When a person knows that you have something good going, sometimes they try to steer you in trouble because they're unhappy with themselves and they don't have nothing else to do but bother your relationship. That's why I was asking you, too. Like, had you ever carried on like that with that person before, the person that you considered to be your brother, have you and him ever carried on with another girl like that before? Have y'all ever been through that before?
Nah, he know this the one, you know, for him, you know what I'm saying? Like, I done sat down and talked to him, like, man, you know, I'm ready. You know, kind of really ready to, you know, to settle down. You know, he, you know, but he always giving me negative feedback, though. You know, nah, she ain't the one, or woo to woo. You know what I'm saying? She always giving me negative feedback. So, I mean,
you know,
what you call that, hatred?
You know, sometimes you can hang with people and they can tend to when you hang with a person, first of all, and you call them your friends, you know, they say birds of a feather flock together. And, you know, sometimes your friends and the people that you call consider to be your brothers and stuff, y'all have the same taste in women a lot of time. So,
yeah.
I mean, maybe he already liked her before you got with her or something, or maybe he's trying to test her. Because, I mean, I've had situations to where some of my friends have tried to test my dudes to see if my dude was going to try to get at her on the streak of trying to see how healthy our relationship was, because they didn't want me to be hurt in the after, you know, in the after effect, because they knew how in love I was with this man, and they wanted to make
yeah.
sure that that man wasn't going to cheat on me. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Sometimes your friend says shit like that too, just to see, you know, hey, is this the one for my bro, or is this the one for my sis? Because, I mean, hey, they want to make sure that you're okay, you know, in
but
the
if
end.
You go but if you go about it like that, you should, you know, like, let me know. You know what I'm saying? Don't you think, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, yeah, I did do. You know, you should come at a person like a man. You know what I'm saying? Like, let you know, that's why I, you know, see, you know, do I need to, like, what's up, bro? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, how should I go about it?
Can I respond to this?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello? It's sad that you have a friend or someone that you grew up with and that person is acting like an idiot now. I think that you should, you know, if you guys run or do any kind of activity, invite him and make sure there's no alcohol involved in it, that everybody's sober, and
yeah.
sit down and talk with him and let him know that you've seen the text messages that he sent your girlfriend. She's showing them to you. And, you know, tell him, you know, I've loved you like a brother. We've been together, and I don't understand why you would want to cause me such pain. Because
yeah.
you can tell from your voice that you're in pain, because you wanted to have a full life, you loving this woman and loving your friend. And so that just kind of adds extra cream to the coffee, to have a wonderful woman and have a strong friend. And let him know that you considered him like a brother. You were excited to have this lady in your life who makes you happy, and to have a good friend in your life, and it just make your whole life complete. But
mm-hmm.
this is painful to you to know that he would do that. Now, I understand what you guys said about friends, but it's not a friend's place to go in and test your person that you're in a relationship
yeah.
with.
See, that's what I was saying.
Yeah. Do that. They're to tell you if they feel something about that person that they don't quite, you know, maybe it's a little thing you might need to check, and you might need to do that. But it's not for that friend to go inside your relationship and tell you and test whether that person will cheat on you. You don't need that person to do that, because if a person's going to do that, you're going to know soon enough. So that's not a friend's place to do that. That's for a friend is to protect you, stand by you. And you don't plan for something. Well, when she cheats on me, I'm going to be ready to do that. You don't go into a relationship thinking that, and nor do you let other people put those thoughts in your head. Life will show you what a person's all about on its own. It doesn't need any help from any of us. So I would go and just talk to him, let him know what the pain has caused you, and that you wanted him to be a part of your life. Not you didn't want to separate from him, but let him know how this has made your girlfriend feel very uncomfortable and how it's hurt you. So just, you know, have a man-to-man talk with him. And you might have to stay, you know, kind of shy away from him a little bit, you know, keep him at a distance for a while, and maybe just
mm-hmm.
you and him go out, but exclude your lady for him, because for a while it's going to make her very uncomfortable. So
yeah.
have a talk with him and kind of keep him at a distance for a while, and you go ahead on and concentrate on your life and concentrate on being happy and just be friends with him, but not tight friends until he understands the pain that he caused you.
Yeah, that was great advice, because I agree with Ms. Beasley, because as people, we have to at some point separate our friends from our relationships as well, because I went through a situation like that where I had to divide my friends from my relationship because it sometimes get unhealthy. And I can see where she's saying that that lady would be very, she would feel very uncomfortable around that friend from probably that point on. And until she feel comfortable around that person again, you don't want her to leave you, so you don't want to make her feel, you know, very uncomfortable around somebody that you consider your brother. Because, I mean, you have a strong sense when you call somebody your brother, that, that left your friendship, you know, that your friendship had grown into him, you made him your brother, you know. And so that means you actually love that person too, you know what I'm saying? And you don't want to just fall out of a whole friendship with him as well, but you want to know why he will want you to feel bad, because friends don't want friends to feel bad. And that's why I was merely saying that, he was probably testing them. And she's right. You don't supposed to have people coming in testing your relationships like that, but you do encounter things like that where people will do that in today's society, and it's not right, and it's not fair to you. So, I really like the advice that she gave you on that. I totally agree with her on that.
Okay. I sure appreciate you guys.
Yeah.
And,
Did that satisfy somewhat of what you were looking for?
Yeah, actually hit it on the money, you know. So I'm just going to, you know, like you say, you know, no alcohol involved, and just sit down and talk to him, like, you know, and see, you know, like, what's his intentions, you know what I'm saying? Like, what, you know, like, yeah, I'm going to have to sit down with him, talk to him.
Yeah, I'm glad, yeah, because you don't want, that's something you don't want involved, the alcohol and stuff. Keep that way far away from you, because once you get on that, you start to act, you know, different. And, that would be a bad choice, yeah. So, is there anything else that you would, like to speak about?
Oh, no, that was it. I just had that on my mind. Just, you know, need a little advice. And you, Diamond, and Ms. Beasley, y'all hit it right on the money. And you guys enjoy your rest of y'all night. And I'll stay tuned in.
Okay, you don't have to hang up. We're going to be here for a whole hour. We do this every Friday night. And, we invite everybody to call us. We're having a, if you know any women, we're having a conference on October the 25th. We're having an all-women's conference on the 25th at the First Free Will Baptist Church over off of Clark Road and Wheatland. And you can ask your lady friend and some of her friends to come out and join us. We'll be there on the 25th of October. And be there. It's a free event. And we're going to try to do a men's conference soon. I'll be giving that information out shortly. But that's the event that we do have at this moment.
Okay, I'll let them know.
Okay. Diamond?
Hey.
Hey, what was I supposed to ask you? I had another, I was on Facebook earlier, and I seen a comment, you guys. It was a question that, a thought that kind of stuck with me. It was one of my friends, he had asked, he said, if you try to go on, he said, if you try to go on a straight and narrow path and it's not working in your favor, you're not able to provide like you want to. And you know you can. He was asking the women, would you rather your man start the hustling to provide for you, or just keep trying to do the right thing because of whatever reason? And he had a couple of people that came on talking about different kind of things. Because do y'all kind of get what I'm asking? Like he was saying, as a woman, he asked the women, you know. Would they rather their man, you know, try to start big hustling to provide for him, or would they rather for him to just go on a straight and narrow? Because people are felons and stuff like that, and you know, some dudes get into distress. And y'all as men, I wanted y'all to kind of help me on that. Being a man, if y'all have a woman and she needs help, and you know that you already failing, would y'all think that, that's stressful for a woman to want you to carry on like that instead of just trying to go straight and narrow? And have y'all had any situations to where a person try to pressure you into going? Have you had any experiences where you felt like you had to go out and do something wrong instead of being on a straight and narrow? You know, what would y'all say to the other guys that are going through that situation out here, where they're with women and women are trying to get them to steer from trying to go on the right path? What would y'all say? What input would y'all as men tell another guy that's trying to struggle to do the right thing? What would y'all tell them to do in that instance where they feel like they're falling off, where they can't hold on? Everything is coming down on them. Their job, they can't find a job. They can't, jobs won't hire them because they're felons. And I mean, they're trying to pay their bills, and bills just keep on coming in, and it just won't stop coming in. What would your advice be for a person of that nature? What would you tell that person at this point in their life? It's a Friday night, they don't got no money, and they trying to make sure that they keep a clear head. What would y'all tell them?
I tell them to leave his woman and go by himself.
Hey, Anonymous. This Anonymous.
What's up?
Hey, I didn't know you was on the line. How are you tonight?
I'm good.
You said you'll tell him to leave his woman and go on by himself because she's trying to steer him in the wrong direction.
Yeah,
you
better get his own stuff.
He was saying, I was looking on Facebook, he was saying that he didn't want to go back to trying to hustle or trying to do the wrong thing. He really wanted to find him a job, and he just can't find a job. And she was, like, stressing him, you know, trying to make him go out and do something wrong, and he didn't want to do that. So I was asking, what would y'all do? Like, what would your advice be to that person at this point? If they was on this phone and they was listening to y'all, what would be y'all advice to them?
My thing is, she probably just don't really love him. You know what I'm saying? You try to push him back into the streets. You know what I'm saying?
You say she's trying to push him back to the streets?
You try to push him back to, you know what I'm saying, where he just didn't come from. Then when he go to jail, you know what I'm saying, she ain't going to be in his corner no more. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, either you're going to be down with me while I'm crawling, or, you know what I'm saying, I just remove myself out of the game like another mistake. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Either, you know what I'm saying? Because if you're going to scratch with me when I ain't got it, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's going to be a better day. You was with me when I had it. Be with me when I get it again.
Mm-hmm.
These odds are greater. You know what I'm saying? At least we ain't got to worry about the laws kicking down our door. We sleep good at night.
Yeah, you right on that. That's dope, boy.
What show?
Hey, how are you tonight?
Oh, I'm good, Sam. I'm good.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah. We have situations to where men are actually stressed out, and I mean, they don't like to talk about. Most men don't like to talk about when they stressed out, and you have a woman in your ear nagging, saying, "Hey, we need this and we need that." And I mean, you're trying to steer clear of all the excess drama. You don't want no problems in your life. You want to do the right thing. You want to, you know, you got a man that's trying to just, you know, stay clear of all the drama and negativity. He's trying to get a job. He's trying to go to work. He's trying to take care of his kids. He's trying to feed his kids. He might go to the store with $5 or $10 and stretch it, you know, buy some noodles or something for him. You know, and you have women that's like, no, I need my hair and my nails did. You need to go on and go get that. You know, you need to go get it. You're a man. Send me your 10. Go get that.
You know,
like it
like this though, Reddy. Everybody can have that J-Dog mentality. You know what I'm saying? You know, when pressure get up against you, yeah, of course you go. You know, let's put it this way. Like MC Breeze say, I'm black and I was born with survival kick. You know what I'm saying? When push comes shove, yeah, you might have to go roll them dice again, but you really don't want to roll them because you already know what the game is when you're sitting at the table with the dealer. You know what I'm saying? When you go up and down and them people give you 25, 35, shoot, she on to the next phase. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's like I was telling you last time. You know, it's people say they're loyal,
But get jammed up in something, then you're going to find out where loyalty comes from.
Then you're going to find out where it comes from. That's right.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to find out where it comes from. You know what I'm saying? You know, you can't force. Let's put it this way. Now, what if I was just put the shoe on the other foot? If a nigga was telling his girl, hey, let's get out and you get it with me on enemy necessary. But, you know, she didn't do that because she got things. She got little ones at the crib, so she don't want to jeopardize that. Not a real woman of standing. You know what I'm saying? Now, a chick that don't give a damn, yeah, she all for it.
Never. You can't see
that. You know what I'm saying? That's what she want to do. But a real mama, she ain't going to do that. You know what I'm saying?
No,
a daddy only get out. You know what I'm saying? A nigga gonna get out there because, you know what I'm saying? Don't nobody want to see their kids ever not have nothing. You know what I'm saying? Even in my situation, I think about it when I can't get my kids something, that bothers me. You know what I'm saying? But I have so many. You know what I'm saying? But that ain't nobody else's fault. But at the same time, you gotta look at it. When you can't get somebody something, that's sad. When you be like, damn. My kid asking for something,
hey,
and I can't get it to him.
No, you gotta watch your profanity. We can't cuss on street.
Oh, my bad. But, yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know, you don't want to be like that, you know what I'm saying? That's wrong, you know what I'm saying? Because nobody don't want to see a kid starving or, you know what I'm saying, not having shoes. You know what I'm saying? That's just a bad thing. But if you push my back up against the wall, oh, now I got to go rob a bank. I got to go jack somebody. You know what I'm saying? All the crazy notions go into your mind. It's going to come to play.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When it goes into your mind and it gets that bad, that's what I wanted to bring out. When it gets that far and you feel like you can't do nothing else but go do that, I feel like you should pray. I feel like you should find something to do with your time. Don't go out and do nothing wrong. That's exactly what I was saying. When a person's back is up against the wall, I want us to start, you know, thinking clearer instead of getting into trouble. Because I found that a lot of people nowadays are going out committing these kind of things. Like, they're not only thinking in their head, they're actually going out and doing these kind of things. And at what point, that's what I'm saying, like, as us as friends and us as being around things like that, I'm thinking that we can maybe help each other steer clear of stuff like that. I mean, you know, each one teach one, help one. You know, when you see a person in need, what's the problem with trying to help a person when you see them in need and stuff nowadays? If you know that your friend is in need of something, instead of talking about them or instead of, you know, sitting there just chilling with them, like, what's wrong with helping them, you know, in a positive manner? You know what I'm saying? Each one teach one. You know what I'm saying? Actually get up and help. Stop just sitting around your friends. When y'all see your friends going into something, it's not a bad idea to start speaking out on it. You know what I'm saying? That's my thing. I want more people to start speaking out on things and open their mouth. You don't have to keep a closed mouth when your friend is going through something. Open your mouth and give your friend a positive feedback. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes a positive word or a positive thought when a person is going through something, you know how some people be like, well, nah, I'll leave them alone because they're real mad right now. No, sometimes just something positive to make them smile will make them not think so negative and go out and commit a crime. You know, sometimes if you can say, you know what I'm saying, just think about it. Everybody ran into a situation to where they like, oh, man, if I would have just said this, this wouldn't have went on right now. You know what I'm saying? I could have helped my friend other than talk about him. And, you know, like, some people won't even go get help for themselves because they're so afraid of what another person thinks about, what another person is going to think about them. You know what I'm saying? And it's sad. You want to help your friends. That's what I wanted to pull out on tonight. You want to start helping your friends instead of pulling them down. Don't be afraid to go around your friends when you in need of something. Stop putting all the strain on just yourself. So at some point you need help. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Yeah.
Do anybody else on the phone agree with me? When you need help,
everybody needs somebody. You know what I'm saying? You know, you gotta have somebody that you can explain something to, because let's put it this way. It's easy to go do something wrong. You know what I'm saying? You can talk to somebody and doing something wrong before you get them to do something right. Nine times out of ten. You know what I'm saying? So if I can prevent you to do something right, you know what I'm saying? To get you to do something right, the positive thing, because I know I can always tell you, hey, let's go get a sack and make some money. But you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, I'm going to go look for this job. You know what I'm saying? You want to go with me? You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to tell your friend that, you know what I'm saying? Because that might be picking me up that they need it.
Yeah.
It's up to the friend though, the self, you know what I'm saying? You can talk to a person till they blue in their face, you know what I'm saying? But it's up to the friend, you know, to make the decision to go out and, you know what I'm saying? You know, you can, like you say, you can always do something wrong, but it's, you got to want it yourself. You got to want it bad enough to go out and get it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree. You know what I'm saying? I agree with everything y'all saying. You know, actually, like you tell the person, hey, now I'm going to go to church today. You want to go?
Yeah.
Then he be like, hold on, man, I really don't want to go. You know what I'm saying? You can't convince him to go want to do the right thing. He got to want to do it on his own.
He
don't have to want to go up and not go into church, and then next thing you know, something hit him. Boom. That's just the same way. You know what I'm saying? He done got hit with a good spirit. Oh, man, I got the job. I said, now he feel good about himself because, for one, he ain't got to ask nobody for nothing. You know what I'm saying? He feel dependent. You know what I'm saying? He don't feel codependent. You know what I'm saying? Because you can hurt somebody by saying, oh, man, you ain't worth nothing, this and that. Then they don't want to be around you because you always alienate them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
that's
nobody
another thing. That's another thing. We tend to alienate our friends. You know, we tend to alienate our friends that don't even know it. The people that's around us, sometimes we need to learn to tame our tongue and not be so you know how some people say,
mental.
I'm grown, so I can say what I want to say. I can do what I want to do well. You know, and sometimes people don't realize some of the things that come out your mouth can be very hurtful and harmful to the people that you are calling your friends. That's why I say everybody not your friend. And sometimes people sit around you to see you fail. And you can't allow everything that a person says to you. You can't take everything that a person says to you personal either. We need to learn to build some form of self-esteem. A lot of people's self-esteem is low nowadays. That's why when you have kids, you need to teach them that what a person says to you don't change the person that you are. You know what I'm saying? Unless it's something positive. You know what I'm saying? Instill more positive things inside our kids and our friends and the people we hang around. Because everything nowadays is so negative. Like you said, you can actually say when you get to talking about going to work, people get to start saying, "Oh, I got something to do today." You know already. You know, making up excuses. Everybody have excuses. You know, excuses come. I mean, I can pull out an excuse for anything. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, a paralytic will tell you anything. Excuses. I mean, stop making excuses for things that you can just get up and do. You know what I'm saying? Stop making excuses for ourselves as well. Just, you know, to each his own, each one to each one. Like I say, we have new callers on the phone. Would y'all like to introduce yourself? We're having an open discussion on tonight. Would y'all like to introduce yourselves on tonight? Hello, new caller. Okay, well, no one wants to introduce themselves on tonight. We appreciate you all for calling. We're here live speaking on Street Talk.
Wrapped up and listening. I've been so wrapped up. I've been so mute, you know what I'm saying? I've been listening, you know what I'm saying, trying to gain some knowledge, you know what I'm saying? And I'm the co-host, you feel what I'm saying? I've been trying to feed. I've been doing more feeding than trying to, you know what I'm saying? Because it's a show, but it's not a show. You feel what I'm saying? Because I'm learning as I'm trying to teach at the same time. You feel what I'm saying? So
yeah.
And I'm supposed to be the co-host. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm listening, and I'm not saying anything. I'm listening to y'all, and I'm supposed, you know, I'm new to this deal, you feel me, and it's just that I'm still learning. What it is, we all a work in progress.
Yeah, we're all here. We come here on Friday nights. This is my goal. We all come here on Friday nights to help each other. That's why it's called Street Talk. We come on to actually help each other deal with what's going on in our everyday lives. I want all of us to know that somebody else is going through the same thing that you're going through. A lot of people don't like to talk about what they're going through. A lot of people like to listen to what's going on because a lot of people don't like to share what's going on in their lives. And, I mean, that's natural. There's nothing wrong with that. A lot of people are not outspoken people. And so what I want to do is
if everyone call in and somebody just say something, and it can go a long way. You know what I'm saying? It can go a long way to listeners and everybody.
Yes.
You know something, Donna, here's what I'm saying to you. Just what you just saying. My grandfather always tell me, you know what I'm saying, when he was a preacher of a church, he used to wonder why he always sat in the back of the church, right? When people come in, I'd be like, hey, where the preacher at? And they'd be like, that's him back there. But just because you sit in the back of the class don't mean that you the dummy. You feel what I'm saying?
Right on.
You ain't got to sit up front, you know what I'm saying, to be wanting to get a teacher the apple, you know what I'm saying? But just because I'm sitting back there, I'm going to turn all this information and train it on the front.
Right on.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm supposed to be the co-host. I'm going to be co-host, but I'm learning, though. You hear me? But I'm listening. Instead of being outspoken, I'm learning. I'm listening. I'm listening to what other people got going on.
But
that's the good thing
about it, because we got to all learn from each other.
Right on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what
we all
got to
learn from each other.
And that's what we're here for. And that's why I'm bringing out an open discussion on tonight, because I want everyone to know that we're here from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. We have different subjects that we do speak about. We speak about relationships. We speak about family. We speak about friends. We speak about everything. I want everyone to know that there is, like I said, somebody going through the same thing that you're going through, or something in their brain is thinking the same thing that's in your brain. And if it wasn't thinking the same thing, maybe it's just
because, you know, I'm supposed to be the co-host. I'm supposed to be, you know, and I'm just wrapped up, and I'm still listening. I'm learning, and you know, and I ain't saying nothing. How am I to be a host, and I'm not hosting nothing? You know what I'm saying?
You are hosting. You're telling me you are, but you know what I'm saying.
So that's the whole thing of it. You know what I'm saying? I'm learning something. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm listening to others. You feel what I'm saying? And
that's the best education you can get.
That's what it's about. That's learning.
That's what that is. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, can I get some advice from you? Because I'm trying to, like, you know, I know I messed up. I've been to the penitentiary, you know, a couple of times or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And, like, you know, like a person, you know, it's like hard for them to forgive me, you know what I'm saying? Like, even my own family, you know, they don't want me to come over. They don't want to, you know what I'm saying? Because they, you know, but it is, you know, like change, you know what I'm saying? Like, but how do you get a person to, you know, like believe, you know what I'm saying? Like, believe in, you know what I'm saying? Even though you know you're trying deep down inside or whatever, but everybody needs somebody, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, like, When your own people, you know what I'm saying, like, they all the past, you know what I'm saying, but you can't dwell on the past, you know what I'm saying, like, how I go about it, like, you know what I'm saying, because I'm, you know, I'm trying, you know what I'm saying, but they don't see the trying, all they see is what I did, you know what I'm saying, back then, you know what I'm saying, it's like, how I go about
it. If they don't let go of the past, they'll never see the future.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, you
and it hurt for your own
people, your
sisters, your aunties, you know what I'm saying, your mom, you know, it hurt, you know what I'm saying, for your people
gotta,
to be.
You always got to stand going, man, and put yourself in a corner, man, because, you know what I'm saying, it is your own people, man. You always got to keep yourself bagged up and, you know, and just look at the whole situation for what it is, man. I mean, that's just what it is. I mean, ain't no two ways around it. I mean, because we are all individuals. You know what I'm saying? We all, you know, we come in and we live, and when we go, that's what it is. We by ourselves. You feel what I'm saying? So you're going to get it. You know, you just have to.
Can I ask what it is that your family's upset with you about?
You know, I had, you know, like, you know, I was young, got caught a couple of cases, you know, like a burglary habitation. I, you know, used to have, you know, sell drugs, you know, keep, you know, I used to be considered a bad person, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, the street person, but I have changed, though, and I'm building on it. I really am, but.
How long has it been since you've not gotten in any more trouble?
It's been It's been, you know, I say a good year now. Good, you know.
Okay, well,
you know,
that's not really a good long time. what I think what most people fail to realize when you're involved in that activity of life is most of the time you don't really realize that the actions that you've taken not only affected you, but it affected your family. And so they have to learn to forgive you. They have to learn all over again how to trust you and how to believe you. And one of the ways that you can get them to do that is by keeping your word. When you say you're going to do something, do it. Mm-hmm. Don't make any promises you know you can't keep. And most of the time when you go around talking that you love people and you da-da-da-da, nothing speaks louder than your actions, because love is a verb, yeah, and it demands action. So when you do things now, you're going to have to build that trust back up. It just can't be given to you because it was built in the beginning. So you're going to have to go back and build that trust. And doing what you say you're going to do, when you keep a when you make a promise, keep that promise. If you don't think you're going to be able to, say it in the beginning, I might need some help doing this. I don't know if I can do this. It's a slow step. It's been a year. But a year is not really a long span of time. It is for you,
it really,
but it's
not
people that you hurt.
Let me share this with you, Ms. Beasley. Let me share this with you. Let me share this with you. I want to go along with what Ms. Beasley is saying to you. And coming from a street person to a street person, let me explain something to you. Once you have done things to people and a person has lost faith in you, they don't trust you at all. Yeah. So what she's saying, as far as you having to build, regain their trust, they have to forgive you first. You know what I'm saying? You can't make a person forgive you. That's something that you're gonna have to understand too. You can't make a person forgive you for what you've done to them. They have to wanna forgive you themselves. And until they forgive you, they're not gonna move forward with that situation. So with that being said, everything that you say, you're going to have to stand on it. I agree with Ms. Beasley. You're going to have to stand on your word. You have to let your word be your bond. A year is nothing compared. It seems like it's been a long time, and I don't want to.
It really has, though, because I'm not going to beat myself up.
I don't want to. I don't want to, hold on just a second. I don't want to make you feel like what you're doing is not a good thing, because with us saying that a year is not that long, a year is a long time for you because you feel like, hey, I've done this, I've been straight and narrow for a year, but you got to think about it could have been something you done like right then, in a split of a second, a person can hold on to that. And I mean, a year is not that long for them. They hadn't seen any progress. To you, you've progressed a lot. And I mean, I'm not saying beat yourself up about it, but everything that you say gonna have to seem, you gonna have to do exactly what you gonna have to do what you mean. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you say you gonna do, you gonna have to do that. You gonna have to show them people that, hey, I am to be trusted. I can be trusted. You can depend on me. You can accept my word. My word is my bond. I not making promises to them, because I mean they're not God, and I mean, and a lot of people take this the wrong way. They're not God and they can't judge you, but they are human, and you have done something to them to where, like, you know, even though you feel like you might not feel like you've done nothing to them, but sometimes people that love you will take things personal. The things that you do to yourself, we take things personal. You get what I'm saying?
Well, the other issue with that is you go about making plans to restructure your life, to make changes in your life, and make those goals that you know that you can meet.
Feasible.
Start going back to school. Start finding you a job that you really like. Do some other things to get yourself busy and show them, because nothing beats anything other than you're showing people that you have changed. And the other thing about it, when you start making these changes in your life, you'll start feeling better about yourself. And then they'll see that you're feeling better about yourself. But I want to tell you something about the forgiveness part. You have to forgive yourself as well, because we make mistakes out here in life and we do a lot of things we shouldn't do. But first off, you ask God to forgive you. You ask him, and then you forgive yourself. That's the biggest thing, is a lot of times we don't forgive ourselves, and we're expecting other people to forgive us when we haven't forgiven ourselves for the bad choices, for the bad decisions, for the bad things that we did. So forgive yourself. But then when you ask them to forgive you personally, to each person, particularly your mom, you trust and believe that God's going to touch their hearts to change them. But do not let that be a sidestep to whether you go ahead in your life or not, whether you achieve the goals in your life. And when you start setting goals and you start achieving those goals and they see that you're really, really making those changes, then all that trust and all that love and all that will be restored, and you'll gradually start seeing changes in them as you go about making those changes in your life. So you step forward and start making those changes in your life, and you'll feel better about yourself. You'll be able to forgive yourself, and then they'll start seeing those changes in you, and they'll start knowing that, oh, yeah, he really intended to change his life. Yes, I can see that. Now I know that I can trust him because he's become a real man who's going to be self-sufficient, and he makes me proud now that I see the change in him. So you go forward with your changes in your life. You start getting around positive people, creative people who want to push you forward. And then all your family will come rallying around because they'll see, they'll be extremely happy that they know that you've got a good future. That's what hurts them, is that they were painting and to see you doing that.
Yeah, and don't do it just for them. You have to do it for yourself, is what she's telling you. You have to do it for yourself, not just for them. And you can't live your life just doing it for them. You have to do it for yourself. And when they see that you're doing it for yourself, they will. I see where y'all coming from.
But like I say, I was, you know, a convicted felon. You know what I'm saying? So in their eyes, I'm not trying. Oh, he just talking. He just, but actually, I'm really am. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I'm pretty sure y'all know how it is out here right now. You know what I'm saying? Like jobs.
It doesn't matter,
people,
young man, what they're saying. People stand in judgment of other people all the time. Don't worry about what they're saying. Let every time somebody pushes you down, you step on it like a sand, and it pushes you up. You want them to keep saying what you can't do. You want them to say that you haven't changed. You want them to say all of that, because every time they say you haven't, you want to prove them wrong. Every time, just let them keep talking. And as they keep talking, you keep moving up. You keep accomplishing those goals. And you let your actions speak for itself. You won't have to say anything. You just go about doing what you've got to do, being the man that God made you to be, and let them talk.
And sometimes you have to understand, that everybody is not going to forgive you in the way that you want to be forgiven as well. You get what I'm saying? It's kind of harsh, but sometimes some people just won't forgive you, and you can't live your life dwelling on if they're going to forgive you or not. You have to push forward because, you know, gain you a relationship with the Lord and pray about it and ask him to open their eyes and let them see that what you're doing is good. You know what I'm saying? Ask him to build your relationship back up. You know, stuff like that. Just gain your relationship with him, and I feel like everything will fall in place. Because if you start asking him for what you want, I feel like you'll feel better about yourself, and you'll start seeing things change in your life as well. Like you said, it's been a whole year, and it seems like you're trying to make them happy, and you're making yourself sad while you're trying to make them happy. Make yourself happy. Like she said, you have to forgive yourself for what you've done. And like you said, you're a convicted felon and all that. There's a lot of convicted felonies out here in this world. Jobs don't hire you, and you start falling. You start feeling bad about that, and you don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Don't beat yourself up about what you've done. Start being proud of who you're becoming and who you became. And, I mean, don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed of what you've done in your past. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I'm only human, you know.
Yeah, we all human. We all make mistakes. You know, you have to just be proud of where you're going. You know what I'm saying? Be proud of who you are at this point, and be happy with yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Are you working right now?
No, I'm still looking. You know, I'm looking. looking
okay,
for jobs.
Okay, well, what you do is Monday morning, call over to the Potter's House. Potter's House has a program for felons. And see about
it's
that called, program. There are some companies that will hire convicted felons. So call over to the Potter's House on Monday and try and get into that program because they do have a program for offenders. They've got a federal grant. So call over there Monday to the Potter's House and ask them how do you get in touch with, get into that offenders program, and they will help you get started.
I give them a number. I've been in the graduate from that program probably about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You say what?
I graduated from the program. It's called Project Tory. It's in Good Haven.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So go. That's a good program to get started.
Monday morning, 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Monday morning,
11.
You said Monday morning at 11. Where at?
Right there. You know what Good Haven is on Caribbean next to Wings Chicken?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, Marianne and Corinthians, go right there where the washing material is. As soon as you go ahead and make the first right, you're going to see a little building where the washing material is. Walk up in there, ask him, talk to Hattie Miller or Shanita, one and two. Just take $5 and your ID and just tell him P.F. Booker sent you over and they're going to do the rest. Jermaine, T.J. Sung, let me see that bitch, Jermaine.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good program because they'll help you. They'll help you get a new start in your life. You get a fresh direction. But I want you to be proud that you put that life down. I want you to be proud that you're a man, that you want to go forward, that you want to be all that God created you to be. Be proud of what you are. Make sure you've got a good, sound relationship with your mom, that she trusts you, that she's opening her heart to forgive you, which she's already done. And just get that going and just get your life. Get busy living your life with positive people around you. Get doing positive things. Go back to start playing basketball, whatever you do. Get busy being busy and living your life and being productive. And all that other stuff will fall away.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'll be out of there. All right, bro.
Yeah. You got a pen?
You
got a pen on you right now?
Yeah, I got a pen.
The phone number is 214-941-1325.
Hold on, quick. Let me find a piece of paper. You say what now?
214.
Okay.
941-1325. 1345?
Yeah, 1325. 25 or 45?
45. All right. This is extension 0, and Jermaine will come to the telephone and tell you everything you need.
I appreciate you for giving them that information, caller, because a lot of different people need that kind of help. And you see how you steered him in the right direction, and I know that that's something positive that he can do. And like I just said, I'm glad we had this open discussion on tonight. Time is winding down. We have 3 more minutes on the phone. And like I told y'all, we're here every Friday night from 8 to 9. And, caller, I really wish you the best. And I like I said, you just keep on keeping on. You got to stay prayed up and surround yourself with positive people. Positive people, positive things. Do something that makes you happy. And just keep praying that your relationship grows stronger with your family. And
let me tell him, young man, if you get a chance to on Saturday morning, call back to the same number and talk to Joel Lewis. He has a free street ministry, and he may be able to hook you up with some other resources. So call back on Saturday morning and talk to Joel Lewis.
Yes, Lord. Yeah, God's good, y'all.
Yeah, he is. All the time.
What's the what time do I need to call Saturday morning?
He's on from 8 to 9.
Okay.
Yeah, and just tell him you talk to Ms. Beasley, and he'll help you, okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. May God bless you. May God keep you. And we pray that the Lord has said something, given us something to say to someone that has uplifted someone, that has freed somebody through this Lord. And Lord, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for your love and we thank you for your mercy and your grace. We thank you for Freddie coming on and spreading the word that streets are good, God is better. And we want to thank you, Lord, for these young men that came on and were open to share their problems with us and their needs with us. And men and women were calling and giving information. And we just want to tell you, thank you, Lord. Thank you for
thank
always
you,
being here for us. And thank you for hearing prayers. Thank you for meeting me. Lord, we bless that something has been said on this station that has helped someone and open up doors. And, Lord, we just want to thank you and bless the name of Jesus. Thank you all for coming on, you young men. I am so, so proud of you. I am really proud. It's very thrilled that young men will come out and open up their hearts and ready. You're
to
doing
each
a
other.
Awesome job.
Thank you.
I don't mind.
You all come on and see us again next Friday night from 8 to 9. You all have a great night.
Thank you.
Thank
all
you
right,
all for
Diamond
calling.
Thank
everybody for